This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Winter Gordon, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station.
Generation Next. Love it.
Wow, that was an awesome chat with you, Clem Newton-Brown. And thank you to everyone who has messaged in.
Which you can continue to do on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au.
And some messages that have come through, we've had one on 0427JOY949 saying, nice that you're able to deconstruct gays in the media with a critical analysis. Mainstream media has become so conservative. Best of luck, X.
We do our best.
Well, someone said happy birthday to me as well.
Yeah, well, they should. Everyone should say happy birthday to Dylan.
And there's I got a message in from Dean Beck, who's also quite a large personality and voice for Joy 94.9. You can listen to him word for word on a Sunday afternoon on Joy. But Subtle plug. Dean is actually the reason why I'm a part of Joy. He dragged my wide-eyed and furry-chinned behind into...
Your behind has a chin?
It has eyes too. just one. He got me to sign up and he got me to do the Taste of Radio course. And that was pretty important. And you can join, if you go to the Joy website, you can see the Taste of Radio course as well. And you can learn how to become a radio superstar, just like my two crew
members. Just like us.
Yeah. Which has been pretty amazing. And Dean, thank you so much. I would read out the whole thing, but it's quite long. But thank you very, very much for these kind words. Let's read an excerpt. Just want to say how proud I am of you for your commitment to Gen Next over the last 2 years. Thank you very much. It has been an awesome 2 years. And there seems to be something happening with our...
I'm not sure what was happening there, but hey.
Yeah, you know what? It's all the joys of live broadcasting.
Live
is so much fun because you just don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
Okay, so all's been fixed?
Yeah, all has been fixed.
Okay, there we go.
Excellent. Yeah. So we've got one departure and two newbies.
One departure and two newbies. Look, I would love to just right now clap my hands in approval for my two newbies that have joined.
And we clap back at you for your fantastic 2 years on air.
We offer you the ceremonial walking stick, the group watch.
Thank you.
But for reference, I walk with a cane, but by handing it to Dylan, I am making an old joke.
I feel like, you know, viva la
Get
Dill.
Off my lawn!
Viva la Dill. Sounds like a porno. But it has been an absolute blast, and it is... I think that I need to relay this now, just the importance of Generation Next to the two of you, because you're going to be taking over this role. Gen Next is all about the young person who feels quite isolated right now. They've gone through the same things that the three of us have.
Yep.
Thinking we're the only ones.
Probably not, let's face it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're not alone. You are so not alone. And if you listen to Joy and all the shows on Joy, you know that you are part of a wider community that loves you. And if you were any different, well, then you'd be less than the amazing individual and unique person that you are.
Aww.
And that should be celebrated. There's no reason why you should feel isolated when you have a community that loves you so much.
Absolutely.
And that's what Gen Next is here for that young person who is alone. Because I don't know about the two of you, but when I was identifying as a cisgender gay man, I felt alone. I thought I was a freak.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going on for 24. I first listened to Joy when I was around 17. That stage, I had come out as first bisexual, then as a lesbian to my school, but the response was not what you'd call great. Yeah. And I'd come out to my parents who just didn't acknowledge it. So listening to Joy was sort of, I think I found Generation Next and a show called Girl to Girl. It was on at the time. And I was going, wow, they're actually, you know, young gay people talking about the same issues that I deal with. And wow, this is actually, you know, not something I have to deal with on my own. And it made a huge difference.
Yeah. And as a young transgender person, it's really easy to feel completely erased and act like people just don't acknowledge your existence. And Generation X has just been a really great experience for helping me, you know, express that and know that you're not alone. You know, you are an important, real person and we all love you.
Yeah, aww. And it's so true. It is so true. And you can become a part of Joy as well. You can become a member on our website. You can call 1-300-JOY-949 and become a member. And that can, and by becoming a member, you're supporting your own community and you're giving a voice to somebody who might need that voice.
Yeah. Just thinking back about 6 or 7 years when I was in around year 11 at high school, when I was the most painfully shy, awkward person.
I could not imagine you being shy.
That was me.
You yeah. either, Eleanor.
I was just, I could barely hold a conversation. I was an outcast. I was very much a loner. And I felt like I just had nobody. Cut to now, I present 3 radio shows about queer issues. I'm part of the Health Department's Ministerial Advisory Committee for GLBTI Health and Wellbeing. I worked with Minus 18 for 4 years, and I'm doing a master's degree in adolescent health and wellbeing. You can come a long way.
Yeah. Wait, Maddie, hang on. Are you me? Are you sure you're not me?
Is this a
rip in the time continuum right now?
I don't know. This is a little worrying.
Possibly.
Well, that, like,
I refuse to confirm or deny anything.
I echo similar sentiments because when I was identifying, I thought that there would be no life for me. And now I've gone from producing multiple radio shows. I'm now writing music reviews for a magazine and I've now embarking into like TV work. There is nothing that you can do. There is just because you subscribe to one sexual orientation or your biology doesn't match your identity doesn't mean anything. And with that, unfortunately, we have run out of time for tonight's episode.
I miss you, Grandpa.
It's goodbye to me, but welcome to my 2 new hosts. You'll be taking over Jen next. And after this, I'm going to depart with my favourite song. But these two will talk to you next week.
We definitely will.
Looking forward to it.
See you Saturday.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.